Danger, the following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper, and this is The Rat Ring. I just finished two exams, and I'm feeling pretty good. I crammed really hard. I kept putting off studying and, like, keeping up with my readings because this class had no assignments. It was all on the midterm, so I was like, I gotta worry about assignments for other things before that. So I crammed pretty hard, but it actually ended up being okay. And I have learned nothing, which sucks because I know logically that I could have fucked myself over really bad, but you know what? I'm still undefeated. Anyway, this week is going to be brutal death metal. Why? Because the songs are kind of long. And unfortunately, I can't celebrate getting out of these, well, finishing, sorry, these exams too soon because I got three more to go. And they're, you know, coming right up. Either way, I got the biggest one out of the way, the one I was most scared for. And like I said, my cramming ended up working. Anyway,
forces one, days are in the same way down. No eternity, maybe souls are not of human race. Winds of peace and kingdom, glory, royalty, if you see.
in Resplendent Terror by Emasculator, Anthropophagist by Gorelust, Taste of Putrid Amputation by Gore Inhaled, Slit Your Guts by Cryptopsy, and Rhizome by Disavowed. I've already planned out some of the songs that are going to play in the next segment, and I'm kind of geeking because, like, two of them are, I got lucky, basically, because I click every single, like, YouTube recommendation I get that is, like, of an album of any kind. Like, it just gets in my head, like, my head. If I miss it and it's, like, really good, I'll regret that. Or, like, what if I get to be, like, a hipster and have, like, an early claim to, liking this thing? Anyway, they both ended up being older EPs that I found, but they're really, really good. And I realized, like, I can use them here. And they're both from, actually, Canadian bands. One of them being Anal Bleeding, and the other one being Orchidectomy. Anyway, they're the first two songs, so you'll hear them eventually, but I have more yapping to do, so you'll have to wait. I love Civ 5 so much, and I've played, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of it, and I've gotten a little bit bored of the main game, so I've downloaded Lek Mod somewhat recently. I really like it. It rebalances the game very well, and adds, like, many things, and removes it. Removes some redundant things, and, like, adds civilizations. It makes it a lot more interesting to play. My only issue with it, and this is, like, personal bias a million times over, but, they added Israel as a civilization. And I literally ban Israel from the, like, voting poll every time I play with my friends. I refuse to play it. And if I see Israel in my game, I'm not kidding, I throw my game and invade them. They're committing an ethnic genocide in real life. This is not, like, a civilization. This is a settler colonial state. They are evil. Like, you can look at their founding documents. At that time, discussing colonialism wasn't viewed as a bad thing, so they called their project what it was, colonial. And now, you know, they deny it, we're taking back what was once ours. Anyway, just the fact Israel is there upsets me so fucking much, and it's the only reason why I've never, like, partaken in the community or, like, gotten good at Lek Mod, because, like, I'm pretty shit since I'm always doing it single player and facing the AI, who are very incompetent, and I've been playing hundreds of hours, so I really know how to get around the AI. But yeah, I don't want to talk to the people, because I went to join their Discord, and I saw one of the rules was discuss politics as little as possible. And then, like, at the bottom, if you break any of these rules, you will be banned. Like, well, like, I want to, like, talk to the, like, developers directly and just be like, can you please, like, do something about that? Because, like, that's just fucked up. Like, it's too soon. And it's, like, it's an ongoing thing. Like, I understand, like, the game has Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was not a good person. You know, he also invaded and killed and raped and pillaged. The thing is, though, Genghis Khan was many, many, many years ago. Like, no one in their modern lifetime is upset about the Mongol invasions or the Mongol horde. But modern-day Israel is actively committing evil. Israel's only existed for 75 years. Like, they're not gone, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know, like, it just pisses me off so much. Like, they gotta ruin something good, a cool community driven thing with, you know, great balance patches for this quite old game that I still play because I'm a troglodyte. Nope, something's gotta be wrong with it. Anyway, time to get into the music I was talking about earlier. The funny two underground songs. Yippee. Free Palestine.
We'll be right back.
that was sperm overdose by anal bleeding. Fourth blessed gorge by orchidectomy. She lay gutted by disgorge. Molesting the decapitated by devourment. And revived half dead by mortal decay. I fucked up. I have... Well, yeah, everyone has exams right now. But I fucked up because I got home... I said that really weird. I got home and was really tired, so I was like, you know what? It's only 8 p.m. I'm going to go to bed. And then I'm going to wake up at like 6 a.m. and I'll be on a good schedule. I've got an exam in 2 days. I have tomorrow to like really study. Like tonight, I'll just sleep because I'll get up early. It is currently 2:10 a.m. and I am wide awake. I never go to bed that early. So my body went, this is a nap. So I slept until like 11 and woke up. And yeah, that's a problem. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do because I'm about to sleep in pretty late. And then have, you know, like, the afternoon to study. And then I'm kind of left with that, like, it's the morning after it where I have to do the exam. So, it had me stressed. And when I'm stressed, I literally just cannot encode information, which is why I'm recording this right now instead of doing work. enjoy these next songs.
Sit back, slip on your absorbent undergarments, and let the mayhem begin.
I lost my set list. There it is. Slaughterer Chainsaw by Extermination Dismemberment, Deranged Epidemic by Disgorge, and Foreshadowing Our Demise by Skinless. Thank you for having listened. I hope you enjoyed the kind of slam adjacent brutal death metal. I didn't really plan on adding like slam influence. I just kind of was feeling it, so it ended up there. This is the morning after the next segment, because, you know, I recorded this in a separate bit, and, yeah, I woke up at 1, so I'm cooked. I can't wait to wake up at, you know, 7 so I can leave for my exam, ha ha ha. Anyway, I hope, if you're, you know, doing exams, I hope your exams are going well. If you're not doing exams, I envy you. Anyway, I haven't got much of a topic for today. just studying statistics, which has been very boring. I guess I can plug the Instagram like I do every time. Follow the Instagram at @_rat_ring. I still have not posted those set lists. Sorry. Before, when I got like this, I just posted like a screenshot of all of them, but I don't want to do that for a second time, except I've left it so much that, like, ugh, now I gotta put, like, 4 set lists in there at this point. Like, I'm so done with myself. Anyway, thank you for having listened. Have a good night.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos, das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai. You can find